interview of Booker Reeves and Donna Reeves at 104 Buckingham Road, Charlottesville, Virginia, by Jean Hyatt and Ashlyn Smith on September 8, 1994.
Mr. Reeves, one question we're wondering is, were you born in Charlottesville, and where?
I was born in Free Union, Virginia, which is about 12 hours away.
And then, did you grow up in Free Union, or did you come, then you came to Charlottesville?
I left Free Union. My family left for Union, and for about 6 months we lived in Buffalo, New York.
Huh.
And then my mother didn't like it, but therefore we moved back to Charlottesville in 1924.
And then did you move to, is that when you moved into Charlottesville?
Yes.
In 1924? And where did you live when you came back to Charlottesville? Was that on?
I lived in several locations because they sold their home place to Free Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a little while to find what they wanted to live here in Charlottesville. So I lived for a while on 3rd Street. And then we moved to Booker Street.
Hmm.
And then to Reeves Street.
Hartman Mill
Road. Oh yes, right.
Hartman Mill.
But
you were right near Ridge Street on Hartman Mill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You all talked to Mr. Penny.
Right.
The house next door was
next to Mr. Penny. And what were your parents' names? Your parents?
My mother's name was Lottie, L-O-T-T-I-E, and my father's name was Lewis, W-W-I-S.
And what was your mother's family name?
Adams.
Adams. Were they from
Free Union?
Free Union? Were they born in Free Union?
Mm-hmm.
So your family's been here for a long time.
Right.
What kind of work did they do? Your parents. What kind of work did your parents do?
My father worked at the University of Virginia Hospital for 35 years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then prior to that, he worked for the city of Charlottesville in the maintenance department, and got an injury. He had to stay off for a year.
And then he went to the university after that? Did he do maintenance at the university?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, how about your mother? Did she work outside the home?
No.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
One brother and four sisters.
Did they end up in Charlottesville, or did they go other places?
Most of them went other places.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Long time ago. That's what I mean by long time ago.
Right. Your other the other family stayed in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did they, any other family members live in the Ridge Street area when they grew up, or did they didn't stay in Ridge Street area?
Some parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sister with a family that lives on Cotton Hill at present time.
Oh, no kidding. What family, what's that last name? Walter Payne's wife's Is your sister?
That's exciting.
So you have a lot of background in Ridge Street and a lot of families here. We wanted to know about something about memories of your childhood and on Hartman Mill Road. How old were you probably when you moved to Hartman Mill Road?
I was 8 or 10.
Oh, so you were very, very young. And do you remember what the address was?
118. Yeah. And the house is still there.
Still there. Is it a...
Next door to Walter's. A big white house.
So it's a very old house? Do you think it's... Yes. Do you have an idea how old it is?
Oh, no. I guess it's, the house must be 75 years old.
More than that.
Well, it might be
100.
It's an old house, so that we should go look at it.
More than that.
It's a old. Is it a frame house? An old white frame house.
White frame.
Uh huh.
No, it has a metal siding on it now.
Did your parents buy the house?
Yes.
Oh, and
And remodeled it.
And they remodeled it and added on rooms and so forth. Or?
No, they didn't have to add on, but they just did some remodeling. Uh-huh. Well, they never had a bath.
Uh-huh, oh, that's nice. How were they able to buy the house? Did they get, were they able to go to a bank and get a loan? I mean, I know that used to be difficult to do.
Well, they had some money left from the place they sold it to you.
Oh, yeah.
And they could have bought the place and invested.
Are there some childhood friends of yours that that you remember especially that would be interesting to tell us about that lived on Ridge Street or near Ridge Street?
I don't see that I know any that are living. See, I'm 78 years old.
They don't have to be.
He still lives on Harlem Hill.
No kidding. Herbert Porter?
Yes.
And he was a friend of yours when you were a child?
I knew him, yes.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Ashley.
The friends wouldn't have to be living there.
Right.
If you remember the boys or girls that you had.
You can say you were about a teacher. Winton Coles.
Winton?
Winton Coles.
Uh-huh.
Lived on Langford Avenue, which is the next street to Hartman Mill Road.
Mm-hmm.
And,
He was a playmate of yours or a childhood friend.
We finished high school together.
Oh, so a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
And
what Well, some names that we've interviewed, Virginia Roth, whose name was Molly Burton's daughter.
She was a classmate of mine.
Uh-huh. A little younger.
She's
a younger person. Okay.
But up there, what about
Barnum? Yeah, Alfred Barnum.
Barnum?
B-Y-N-U-M. Lived on Reed Street.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Did he have a sister named Annie? Annie Barnum?
Probably his mother.
Annie
Barnum
was
his mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you have any other friends you might want to mention besides Winston and Alfred? And Herbert?
Now, in that area, I don't have others.
Okay, that's good. Maybe you could tell us something about what you did when you were a child, interests you had, or things that people did at the time. Did you have to work a lot in your big piece of land? Did you have a garden?
My mom and father had quite a garden there before they sold off the house of the kings.
They didn't sell off anything
before? Of course, the way the kings were.
Well, that land was inherited, but they left that land to people.
Mm-hmm.
All of that land they left to their children. So every child had a piece of land.
This is Booker's parents. That's wonderful.
Well, no, it wasn't
but they, anyway, they passed it on.
They
did the a large garden.
Well,
you had a large garden?
Yeah, before
mm-hmm.
that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Very large. It ran from one end of it, 4 acre site, 3 or 4 acre site, to the other end. And then back to adjoin the land on Plank Avenue.
Uh-huh. That's large.
Yes.
And there was no city water down there. We had a large spring that had built up, and the next day was what my folks called a milk box. They had a cow, and this milk box was built up in concrete. And that's where they kept the milk, because to keep the cooling in this spring box, we call it.
Well, did you sell the milk, or was it just for your family?
We had one cow.
One cow.
So one cow, just moving up the family.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you have other animals, like chickens? And
oh, yeah, chickens, geese.
Mm-hmm. So it was like a little farm, really.
Pigs.
Yes. I remember it in my house.
That's wonderful. But did you have chores that you would have to do?
At home?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, chores at home, and then I went out to work when I was about 10 years old.
Wow. What did you do?
I worked for a family that lived on Ridge Street. The Ridge Street was all white. I was told that Frankfurt Avenue.
Mm-hmm. What family did you work for? Do you remember the name?
Gleason.
The Gleasons. They're famous, aren't they? Was it, what was the father's name?
Emmett.
Right. I've had his name down. Other people have mentioned him. But he was a mayor, wasn't he, at one time?
At one time.
Yeah. So did you work for him off and on for many years, or just a little
bit? I worked for a family because they had two children. And his father and mother came to my house from Harmony Hill looking for somebody to take care of this baby on Sunday. And it seemed to me I might have gone to work that following Monday to take care of baby. That's what I ended up taking care of baby.
Childcare.
then, as he grew up, I went to the other chores in the house, cleaning and cooking. And I really learned to cook a bit while I was working in there.
No kidding.
And going to school, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Driving.
Mm-hmm. You learned to... There were cars? What's the date when you were young? Give me an idea of what decade we're talking about. It was in the 1920s?
Not in the 20s, perhaps the 30s.
Okay. So there were cars around.
Okay.
You had cars. I mean, people had cars at the time.
And you see, they had a store downtown called Atkins.
Which is still there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see now. It's one on Garrett Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that the people I worked for was on Lane Street, the corner of Main and
I didn't grow up.
No, but I know a lot about Charleston just for, you know, being, I've been here for over 10 years. Ashley, how long have you been here? 35
years. You're learning.
35.
I'm learning.
She's been here 35 years.
You don't remember?
I remember Gleason's farm machinery and seeds. You're speaking of grocery stores.
Right across from, you were in the branch. Right across from Brown, the Deacon Gleason's grocery store. And there's a large grocery business around that
corner.
And that's where Consumer Deacon was the name of the owner.
On Main and Fort. Is that where the people from the Ridgefield area would shop at that store?
From all over the town.
Everybody. That's very interesting, I think.
Have you all interviewed Newton?
No.
No, we have not.
That's what Margaret is. All the people that you could, and she still lives. And she lives on Ridge Street.
Margaret.
IX. I know she has they have a business.
Yes, well, she lives on Fort Porter. She was a Margaret Linton. Those people should be
Linton.
Those people need to be seen.
Well, we.
They could tell you all about their business. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's how we get the name, so we keep going. That's really helpful.
That's very good.
And it's fun to hear about names from more than one person, too.
I'm trying to think of someone else.
Well, Mr. Reed, did you have Were there horses and carriages when you were little, or if they were gone? That's gone. Okay. This is more developed. The people that live, where did people go shopping for groceries and clothes? Was it Gleason?
People
who
live on Ridge.
Yeah, Ridge.
You talking about Ridge.
Yes, you.
Yeah, that's where you went shopping. Yeah. You all didn't go down, and Mr. Gibson wasn't all the way down there. But up on the hill, you were telling me the other day some place you went shopping.
Up on Reddish. Right on top of the hill. Right at the beginning of the black circle.
Were most of the stores right in Vinegar Hill then?
Most of them in Vinegar Hill. So it's like getting
right.
Up from beginning at Angus. Have you heard of Angus?
Yes,
so
I've heard of Angus.
Angus store on down to the foot of the hill.
What did he sell, Mr. Inch? What kind of...
That's
grocery too? He's a famous, I mean, that famous, he's well known. Yeah, I know. Chickens too, huh? That's cool. Yeah. And you went to Jefferson?
School.
Yeah. Did you go there? What did they, how did you get to school?
Walk.
And as I understand, the roads were not paved past, was it Langford Avenue? They paved up
Hartman
Mill Road, and then it stopped.
Up Ridge Street, and the Chelsea School, which is located where it is now.
Okay.
But that's a different building from what I personally...
It is?
Yes. See, that was built in 1927.
And the other building was it a little building in the front of it that was torn down?
It was a big building.
Yeah.
That same place where you turn in there was a trunk of old Jefferson Street.
So it's gone. The old building is gone.
Did you have, when you were going, did they have a school up to 12th grade by that time? I know that they only had it through 8th grade at home.
No, when I went there, it was through 11.
Through 11?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I went to college.
You skipped that. Well, that's all great. Where did you go to college?
I went to Hampton University.
Well, so everybody just stopped at 11.
Everybody stopped at 11.
So you graduated from Jefferson. I talked to Pocahontas Sellers, and she said she was the first, she was in the first graduating class, which was like 1930. She wasn't sure if it was 29 or 30. So. And I know people had, before they had to go away to school if they wanted to complete their education. Well, when you were growing up, did you feel, the effects of segregation, did you I mean, did it bother you as a young person? Or did you just go on with your life? Or were you angry about it?
It bothered me because I knew in parts of this country that were not existing. But I knew there wasn't anything I could do about it at that time. So the organization that really got its start moving was the NAACP. That was
my husband came back to Trinity College and came back to teach at Jackson. And then from there he was the principal of Jackson. And then on to the Jackson. So his label is his workout and he's Jim Jackson.
Did you go to the Jefferson reunion this past weekend?
Well, we didn't go. She was chairman of it.
No, I wasn't chairman. I was on the committee when they had it in 1999.
The first one,
yeah. Just recently. Well, you went to Hampton as an undergraduate?
Undergraduate.
And then, did you end up going to the University of Virginia at one time?
Graduated from the University of Virginia with a master's degree.
And,
well, they gave him this year? And so this award was given, September 3rd, awarded to Mr. Booker Reeves in recognition of his many years of dedication to the field of education and leadership as principal, presented by Jefferson High School alumni. That's wonderful.
She would probably like to see that little book on the table.
Well, maybe we could look at that at the end of it, you know. So you received your bachelor's degree from Hampton. And then how did it happen that you went to the University of Virginia?
I started going to Howard University.
For your graduate work?
What?
For a graduate work?
Graduate work. Because it was, you made more money if you had a graduate degree.
Still the case.
I was in the principalship at that time, and there was a need to have a degree. And so I went to the university. I ended in 4 years.
Okay. He got his master's at the University in 55.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not that long ago. Hmm. From University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So I was the first black.
From
Charlotte.
Wow.
And we always say black instead of Afro-American.
Or it
keeps changing, so that's it's easier to say that. So you did like maybe part of your degree with Howard University, and then you finished at UVA. Did you go? Was this like?
I couldn't transfer anywhere. Okay. They didn't accept any credits.
No credits.
University.
So you had to start all over again.
That's the way it was.
Well, he was the first person.
Because you see, you put things in papers and things, and you say the first person, and people will remember that that isn't true.
First person from Charlottesville. That's still really significant.
Yeah, significant, but and true.
Mm-hmm. Were they, did they have black students in the undergraduate program at the time, or just in the graduate program?
They didn't come before that September program.
I know that. She asked when you were there for your undergraduate students. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. They could have started.
Okay. I'm
not sure. I'm trying to get.
So, after you got your degree from University of Virginia, you continued on as principal. Were you principal at Jefferson?
For a while.
Yeah, but you were principal
at
Jefferson
until
64. 64
or 65.
64.
And when did I go into it? George Tremont made me assistant superintendent.
George, I know him.
You know their name?
Yeah, I know, they're friends of ours. Okay. David Toscano and Nancy Tremont, yeah. his daughter, are good friends of ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, I worked under George Tremont, as assistant superintendent.
Okay. Where else did you work as principal? Was it
Jefferson.
And McGuffey?
McGuffey also. You were principal at McGuffey also.
Oh, well, that's where really like the first integrated. Mm-hmm. When it's first integrated McGuffey.
Well, Mr. John Gaines was a principal over there too, wasn't he, at McGuffey? Later, after you?
Yeah. He's a youngster. He's a youngster,
yeah.
As far as I'm, my age.
Well, he's
a nephew.
That's your nephew?
Yeah.
Huh.
And you were married, John, 3 years old.
That's a youngster, all right. I know Mr. Gaines pretty well. I used to be a Chapter 1 teacher and worked under him. Well, McGuffey was a high school also? I don't know. What was it? McGuffey was an elementary school. Okay.
Did you go to McGuffey from Jefferson School?
The reason why
one time
was But you started out teaching. I'm going backwards. You were a teacher before you became a principal.
Of course.
And for how approximately how long did you teach?
Let me see. I think I taught. My first year of teaching after graduation from Hampton, 1938. 1839.
Okay.
That was my first reason.
He didn't sell anything to them.
Okay.
He was tied to.
Who's that?
And then I saw it. So,
So you were at Susanna for a short time, and then you came over just 1 year. And then you were at Jefferson. Okay. And then Jefferson went over to Burley?
No, I didn't go to Burley.
Or some people did.
In the social studies area, I taught history and government.
I'm going to have grandchildren. That's how they see the business problems.
These
are the resources they need.
I want to see some sociology.
Family, religion, all of these
problems.
That's pretty good. Interesting. This is a tough question. What Ashlyn gave me here. What do you consider to be your greatest accomplishment? We could try your career, and then whatever else you might want to mention. I would have trouble with that. Okay. What do you think? I think that's good.
I think it's very accomplishment to be a role model for his children and other children, and also
Well, I think that's the wonderful thing about education.
The youngsters that he influenced, and also, as I say, couple of little troubles that were coming along with.
I thought they all were talking.
I think it's nice to talk about him and all of that, and I thought you all wanted to know things about Rich Street.
Well, you know, part of that's what other people have asked, but he's an important part of the history of Ridge Street. You both are. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we write this, this would be, people, you know,
interesting. All our children were raised. We moved here 25 years ago when my youngest child entered the University of Virginia. She was in that first class that they let girls into, and we moved here that year. And I think that was 1970. That's right. 1970. All my children were raised on this street.
Well,
we can go back to that.
We want to know about that. We're moving around to different
subjects. I'm jumping
around. We're coming back to Ridge.
I think because of your interesting life, it is a real important part of Ridge Street. But, we could talk about Donna's life a little bit and then how you got married. But where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Charleston. My mother was a cook and called here for President John Newton, and we lived in the back of that house.
Not in a separate little house, but in the back of
the house.
There's lots of houses up there.
Well, there's a house that's right behind the president's house.
Huh. What a wonderful
spot. Well, I didn't grow up there either because I didn't. Mama didn't start working up there until 19, I don't know, when I was in the fifth or sixth grade. Before that time, she was in New York, and I lived with a family down on Sixth Street there. I lived there on Sixth Street Northwest, and I lived there 3 years.
You lived with another family while your mother worked.
And then
that was
came
a
back.
Must have been a tough time for you.
It wasn't tough because they were a very nice family. It was very good. I lived down 6th Street and with Bell children, with Jackson children, with Coles children, and we were all friends.
The Jackson children are just related to I know her. Oh, no kidding. That was 6th Street?
6th Street, Northwest. And what they call now was Star Hill, and I didn't know it was that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was 6th Street.
Because then you moved out of that kind of neighborhood and lived up on Park Hill.
Well, I was always back in the south.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because as I say, many people that I lived with, the barbers, were just, well, I couldn't have been the nicer people. They were always good to me.
The barbers, they're related to Ray Barber, who was the mayor? Did you say
Charles
Byron?
Well, they were somewhat, some sort of cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know him then, because he's another one up there. But I've known him all the time.
So were you born in Charleston?
No, I was born in Keene, the southern part of Keene.
And your parents, are they from that area too?
My mother.
What's your mother's name?
Her name was Colleen Roy. She was married to a Buster Roy, or Ellis Roy.
Ellis.
How do you spell Roy? How do you spell that
name? W-I-L-L. And her name was Roy.
So they moved. What brought them to move to Charlottesville? Was it Job?
Just
Job. Because they were like, probably lived in a farming situation.
I don't know. My mother at one time was taught.
Oh, okay. Did she teach out in the team area? Oh. So then you grew up after you stayed on Christ Hill until you were a young adult, huh? So how did you meet each other?
How did we meet each other? He taught me.
Oh. He was your teacher in high school, when you were in high school?
No, it was 1940.
My parents were married in 1940. So did you go to a college and then come back?
I went to college for 1 year.
Where did you go?
Virginia Tech.
I visited there. And then did you all move to buy a house in Ridge Street or rent? Or what did you get?
We lived with his sister. That was John's mother. John Gaines' mother. For 5 years. Just about 5 years. And then we moved to...
Where was that?
On 9th Street.
9th Street. Is that where he still is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we bought the home on 9th Street. 755. One of the city's hell, you know.
That's up in, is that up on the higher part of Ridge Street? 755?
Two houses on Langford Avenue on the west side. Do you know Ridge Street or what?
Well, I know it better all the time because I've been going. How is it, where is it compared to the Ferguson Funeral Home?
Well, it's on the other side.
It's on the other side.
It's a large stucco house.
Oh.
They call it Pebble Deck. Tell them about who built the house.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about who built the house.
It was a family of cooks. Who
that's
built the house, they were Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Next door to us was the owner of the Pritchard Updike.
Oh, Mr. Wardell Updike.
Someone else?
Oh, that's right.
Wardell was
Wardell's
grandfather.
Wardell's grandfather.
And they were living when we moved
there.
His grandfather and grandma.
Huh.
See, Wardell was about my age.
So his grandparents had a brickyard?
Yes. Yes, he owned a brickyard. You ever heard of that?
Hmm.
Have you talked to him?
Have you asked him?
In Fightville?
Yeah.
It was located...
She played in Fightville.
Oh.
Linda, she played in Fightville.
Oh, yeah. The house number was. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. No, she was, I was wondering where it was located. The brickyard.
The brickyard was at the end of 6th Street, I guess you would say.
Off of Perry Avenue, down in that.
Hmm.
And they made the brick from the land, the color of the soil.